WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The last major front type is the occluded front, and it is perhaps one of the hardest to conceptualize. An occluded front is formed when a cold front overtakes a warm front. The cold and warm fronts curve naturally poleward into the points of occlusion, which is also known as the triple point. It lies within a sharp trough, but the air mass behind the boundary can be either warm or cold. In a cold occlusion, the air mass overtaking the warm front is cooler than the cool air ahead of the warm front and plows under both air masses. In a warm occlusion, the air mass overtaking the warm front is warmer than the cool air ahead of the warm front and rides over that colder air mass while lifting the warm air. Occluded fronts are depicted on a weather map by a purple line with alternating half circles and triangles pointing in the direction of travel of the front. A wide variety of weather can be found along an occluded front, with thunderstorms possible, but usually their passage is associated with a drying of the air mass. Occluded fronts usually form around mature low-pressure areas, southeast or east of a cyclone that moves deeper into colder air and usually in the late stages of wave cyclone development. This type of front is more typically seen across the central and northern United States and rarely across the southern United States. Changes in temperature, dew point temperature, and wind direction can occur with the passage of an occluded front. With the occluded front, we've covered the major synoptic types of fronts. In the next episode, we'll take a look at some of the boundaries that act like fronts, but generally on a much smaller scale. For your weather questions, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.